This is Deacon Mike, and welcome as we look at the readings for the fourth Sunday of Advent on December 23rd. Our Old Testament reading comes from the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Micah is a contemporary of Isaiah. Little is known of Micah's personal life and call to ministry. We do know that he lived in the countryside and saw the effects on the faith of the people who had been exploited by fraudulent merchants, corrupt judges, unfaithful priests and leaders who had betrayed their responsibilities to God and the chosen people. It is a simple but powerful message he delivers. Those men and rulers who lord it over others must do all in their power to bring honor and glory not to themselves, but to God the Father. Moving in the first three chapters from the divine judgment to come for the social evils and the failing ways of the present leaders, today's passage begins with a message of hope that the Messiah, the King of Peace, will reign, a Messiah not born in palaces or homes of the rich and influential, but a Messiah who was born to simple, ordinary folks in a simple, ordinary town that seemed to the rest of the world to be so insignificant. Our New Testament reading comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 to 19. The letter to the Hebrews is held by tradition to have been written by St. Paul, but biblical scholars point to the differences in style here as opposed to the other authenticated letters of Paul. It was the practice of the time to put the name of a well-known established writer on certain letters, believing more people would be attracted to the writing from a well-known personage than from an unknown. But whoever was the actual author, the message is powerful. It is a continuance of the well-used theme in Scripture, both the old and new. Why does one do what one does? The offerings of the past no longer suffice, now that Jesus has replaced the old covenant with a new. These burnt offerings, meeting the external demands of the law, involved a once-a-year sacrificing the blood of animals in atonement for the sins of the people and the community. They were only temporary and preparatory, which Jesus replaced with an internal, daily sacrifice of dying to self in order to live for others. He sets aside the first covenant to establish the second, replacing by his death and resurrection all previous sacrifices. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. The narrative of this passage recounts the visit of Mary to her elderly cousin Elizabeth. As Mary, in tradition, is a 14-year-old Jewish virgin, in all probability she would not have made this journey on her own. It is interesting to note that while in verse 66 Mary remains with Elizabeth for 3 months before returning to her own home, Mary is not present for the actual birth of John the Baptist, when she would have been most needed. It is important, though, for these two mothers to be to come together, as it beautifully symbolizes both the young and the old praising God, who brings so much wonder and surprise to our lives. Elizabeth also has insight into the fact that Mary is truly blessed because she heard God's word, and she believed, unlike Elizabeth's own husband Zechariah, who did not believe and was stricken by the hand of God, unable to speak until after the birth of his son, John the Baptist. The baby in Elizabeth's womb leapt for joy, we are told, because John, even at this early stage of human development, knew that someone greater than he was on the way. Even in this simple event, we see the Baptist's role in Scripture, a role that we share today. Prepare the way for the greater one, the Lord of heaven and earth. This is Deacon Mike, reminding you to live the Word.